Hey, podcast community, Dr. Mark here. I'm so excited to offer you a 7-day free trial of my revolutionary new platform called Dr. Hyman Plus. For 7 days, you get special access to all the private content included in Dr. Hyman Plus entirely free. It's so easy to sign up. Just go to Apple Podcast on your phone and click Try Free button on the Doctor's Pharmacy Podcast. You'll get exclusive access to ad-free Doctor's Pharmacy podcast episodes and functional medicine deep dives where a practitioner dives into topics like heart health, muscle health, insulin resistance, and more to help you understand the root cause of specific ailments and walks you through the steps to improve your health today. You'll also get access to all my Ask Mark Anything Q&As where I answer the community's biggest health and wellness questions. Because I'm so sure you're going to love this platform, I am offering you free access to all of this content for 7 days and a teaser of my brand new Ask Mark Anything episode. Head on over to the Doctor's Pharmacy Podcast on Apple Podcast and sign up for your free trial. Okay, here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ask Mark Anything. My name is Herschel Perth. I'm the Dr. Hyman Plus Community Manager, and I'm joined by Darcy Gross, who is one of the producers of the Longevity Roadmap docuseries. Hi, Darcy.
Hi.
And of course, we're here with our expert, Dr. Mark Hyman. Hi, Dr. Hyman.
Hey, everybody.
So thanks for being with us here today. And we are here to answer the Ask Mark Anything questions submitted by our Dr. Hyman Plus community. So let's go ahead and get started. So one of our community members has a daughter that has heavy or irregular periods. And she's wondering, what do you suggest that she could help her daughter with?
I mean, these are really common problems that women have, heavy periods, irregular periods, painful periods, premenstrual syndrome. It's kind of difficult out there for women today because of our lifestyle, because of our diet, because of environmental toxins. It's really caused huge amounts of hormonal chaos. And these are not normal things that women should experience. I mean, women should not be like, you're sort of like your digestion. You shouldn't be aware that it's doing its job, right? And if you're having bloating and pain and cramps and constipation, diarrhea, something's wrong. If you're, you know, having your period and you're bleeding and you bleed and you're fine, okay, great. No problem. But if you're suffering with all these weird symptoms that I just went over, whether it's, irregular periods, heavy periods, cramping, PMS, and all the associated symptoms of fluid retention and migraines and nausea, diarrhea, mood changes, all these things are really not normal. 75% of women have, for example, PMS, which just doesn't make any sense to me as a doctor. And there are really ways to fix this. And I've seen many, many patients with these problems. So the question is, what do you do about it? And the first thing is to sort of get your hormones in balance. And this is really key. And the things that create imbalance are processed food diet, high sugar, starch foods, processed chemicals, all those things. Caffeine, alcohol, nicotine also are not so great for hormones. And lack of exercise, another big factor. Stress, another big factor. Lack of sleep, another big factor. So those are all the foundational lifestyle things that people can really make a big difference. And dairy is probably the number one, two, and three thing that causes hormonal problems for women. There's over 60 different hormones in dairy products. This normally occurring because it's a cow and it's a hormonally driven product that actually is designed to create a big cow. So you do not probably want to do that if you're really struggling with these hormonal symptoms. People can also use certain foods like flax seeds and other seeds, soy foods, non-GMO soy. There's actually a product that they're called Bea, which is does something called seed cycling, which uses a lot of these powerful phytochemicals in seeds to help regulate hormonal balance. Flax seeds is, for example, one of them. So I think there's a lot to do. Often I address gut issues with women who have a lot of problems, or maybe a lot of imbalances that come from a gut issues because a lot of hormones are regulated through the gut. I'll often recommend things to help with detoxification of hormones, the broccoli family products, dimethylmethane, even primrose oil, many, many herbs. There's a lot of great herbs out there for PMS that we use. So I find, there's a lot, there's various herbs that help for painful periods and cramps and irregular periods. So we really try to kind of individualize the treatment, but focusing on the fundamental lifestyle stuff, on the dietary things like soy foods and flax seeds and cruciferous vegetables, all those really help balance hormones, cutting out the processed food, the sugar, the starch, the alcohol, caffeine. Those are really, really important. And then obviously exercising, getting enough sleep, stress reduction, all these things help regulate hormonal function. And then lastly, we know you add in some supplements. I like one called Xenoprotect from Zymogen, which has a lot of things that help balance hormones out. I use, like I said, even primrose oil, the methylating B vitamins, B6, folate, B12, and a number of other sort of specialized things depending on what's going on with the individual. But that's basically the approach.
Great. That's super helpful. Thank you for that. And we'll put a link to the BIA seed cycling one that you put in our show notes. So thank you so much for mentioning that. And Darcy, over to you.
Awesome. So the next question is, I'm just going to read it off here. So you have a wealth of information that you share with your community overall, but sometimes it can feel really overwhelming to know where to start. So our community wants to know, what are the top 5 actions someone can take to reduce their biological age today?
Well, I just wrote a book about it. So this is a great question. obviously, the top things are things that are accessible to all of us. What we eat, how much we exercise and how we exercise, how much we sleep, how we handle stress, and basic cocktail of supplements. So those are the 5 foundational principles. In terms of how and what and when we eat, that's a huge thing. So let's just start there. The thing that I think drives most aging is sugar and starch. You're probably sick of hearing me say this. You're here on the podcast, but the science is the science. I didn't invent the body. It's just how it works. I'm sorry. I like sugar like everybody else, but it's really the thing that's driving the aging process. So the more you can reduce your carbohydrate, starchy diet and sugar in your diet, the better off you're going to be. So that's really number one, and probably 2 and 3. And the second is really jack up all the phytochemicals in your diet from a rich array of colorful plant foods. These are super important. And there are many of them that regulate key pathways that have to do with longevity, whether it's the phycetin in strawberries or the resveratrol in red grapes, or whether it's the quercetin in onions, or whether it's, green tea, the catechins in green tea. I mean, all of them have amazing different properties. And I read a lot about these in my book, Young Forever, which is coming out in February 23. So stay tuned. So that's really, really important. And then the question is protein. Protein is really important in terms of diet. I think, particularly as you get older, you need to make sure you have high quality protein. This can be plant protein, but it probably should be supplemented with amino acids to increase leucine content, which is low in typical plant proteins and is needed for building muscle, which is the currency of aging and a healthy aging. The next thing you should be focused on is when you eat. You want to give yourself a 12-hour break between dinner and breakfast, ideally, and maybe even 14 to 16 hours, depending on how your body is and how you feel on it. But giving your body a break to clean up things at night is really key. So those are the dietary things. In terms of exercise, strength training, 20 minutes, 3 times a week. I use bands. I do 3-4 times a week of bands for half an hour. Changed my life. It's really a powerful system for really keeping yourself fit and healthy. And it doesn't take a lot of time. If you don't have an hour and a half to do that, then something's wrong with your life. So a week. What is there, 168 hours a week or something? So I think you can probably find an hour and a half to do that. The other thing is interval training, cardio, which is high intensity interval, which is sprinting. That really powerful. And obviously sleep and stress reduction, won't go into too much about that. But then there's certain supplements. So I think vitamin D is key. Fish oil is key. I think quercetin is really important. I take a cocktail of mitochondrial supplements just to keep my mitochondria healthy. Q10 and carnitine and lipoic acid. And I also take things to help with detoxification and acetylcysteine. All these help with various pathways that have to do with longevity. If you want to skip all that and go for the one supplement that probably has the most promise, it's NMN or NAD products or derived products, which is helpful in boosting energy production in the cell, but also helps regulate sirtuins, which are sort of master longevity switches and affect DNA repair and many other things. So those are the things that I think of as sort of my go-to things. And then, of course, I'm just going to add a little extra for bonus is hormesis. This is a really simple thing that you can do. Exercise is a form of hormesis. It basically means whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So my favorite is hot and cold therapies, sauna, hot bath, cold shower. I mean, if you have a bathtub and a shower, you can kind of do a lot of it. I put in a steam shower in my house. I love that. And I put a bathtub full of cold water, and that's my hot and cold therapy. It's great. You know, I don't know what it cost me, but I put it in 15 years ago and it still works. So it's pretty amazing, simple therapy. And I think that's another way to really boost your longevity pathways.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you for all those tips. I feel like they're all super accessible, like something that we can all just do starting today.
Yeah.
So that's great. Thanks, Dr. Hyman. And over to you, Herschel.
Yeah. So our next question is about electrolytes. So we've heard you mention that you were, you know, when you exercise and all that stuff, and you're doing it quite often and consistently. So that's wonderful. But we have some of our community members that are also wondering, do you use electrolytes every time, every day? How often should you use them? And, you know, is there anything to consider when using them?
Yes, I think electrolytes are super important. You know, most of us drink water, like plain water, and that's fine. But you know what goes on is that, you know, like for example, magnesium, 99% of magnesium is inside your cells. Potassium is inside your cells. Sodium is mostly in your blood. But you need to have the right electrolytes in order to run your cells and to hydrate your cells, because you can hydrate your body. For example, if you're drinking a lot of water, you can actually die. and this has happened many times in marathons, for example, where runners who are sweating will drink tons of water and they dilute their blood literally, and their sodium goes way down, because they basically, it's like thinking about putting salt, you know, in a glass of water, or salt in a, you know, in a bathtub. You know, it's the same amount of salt, it dilutes it out. And so you can end up with seizures and you can die. So in order to get the minerals in the cell and to get the fluid in the cell, you need electrolytes, and that can revive you dramatically. So I'm a big fan of electrolytes. I know Tom Brady, for example, he doesn't actually ever use any water, I think, without electrolytes. So he's always using electrolytes to drink and to have the input of these important minerals inside the cell. So it helps you get and create what we call intracellular hydration. The intracellular hydration is what makes you feel better and do better. So I know if I'm out playing tennis in the hot weather, like if I drink, I feel pooped out. And if I kind of just basically feel like I'm sort of washed out and tired and burnt out and I can't play anymore, I'll drink a glass of electrolyte water and boom, like it's like the sort of reviving of the, what was that? The Tin Man maybe in the Wizard of Oz or something. I don't know those things. So I think it's really possible to kind of get yourself super hydrated with electrolytes in a way that actually makes you feel better and perform better and do better.
Okay, great. And I think that you've mentioned this before, but the brand that you've been using is that Light Show electrolyte?
I like Light Show, LYTE Show. That's good. I don't like the sweetened kinds with all the weird stuff in it. I just don't like that.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. Darcy, over to you.
Yeah, I have a quick follow-up question. I know I've been looking at a lot of different electrolytes, and I just noticed that usually they're consists of the same type of minerals, but it's usually in really, really different concentrations. Is there like a recommended way of telling, like, oh, should you be getting one with higher sodium or less sodium or higher potassium?
I mean, it's usually like magnesium, sodium, potassium, and the most abundant is usually sodium and then magnesium. Some of them have calcium, but you know, you want a good balance, and most of them are pretty well regulated in terms of their amount of the right amount of electrolytes.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. Thank you. All right. And over to the next question, which is, are there any tests that you recommend for measuring inflammation in your body?
You know, it's a great question. I think, you know, we're learning more and more and more about the actual role of inflammation, longevity and aging and chronic disease. And what's really fascinating is that the testing is really changing. So, for the last 25 years, I've been looking at C-reactive protein well before any other doctors were looking at it, because I learned about it in the course of studying functional medicine. And it's a marker of inflammation. We know that high CRP is a non-specific marker of inflammation. It can be what we'll call sterile inflammation or systemic chronic inflammation. It's not like an acute inflammation you get from a sore throat, but it's just a chronic, invisible, hidden inflammation. And that's linked to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and most chronic diseases. So that's one easy test that any doctor can do. SED rate is a little bit less sensitive than that. That's another test that people can do. There's all these tests, for example, of cytokines. We can look at cytokine panels now. And I, for example, saw someone who had chronic fatigue and she had high levels of various kinds of interleukins. And these are cytokines you've heard about with the cytokine storm, tumor necrosis factor alpha, interleukin 6, and other interleukins. There's also a test that's going to be available we should link to. It's called the IAGE test or immune age. And essentially it's looking at this research that was done by David Furman at Stanford, where he looked at over 50 different molecules. He calls it the immunome, all the molecules of our immune system, and how they correlate with various chronic diseases. And they found that there were surprisingly high correlations with about four of these biomarkers. And there are things you've never heard of that I never learned about that are these kind of obscure immune molecules, but they seem to be highly correlated with age-related diseases. So you can measure immune age, you can change your habits and lifestyle. And the key is, inflammation is not just a random thing. It's caused by something. It's caused by our diet, by, obviously our processed sugary, starchy diet, lack of certain nutrients and nutritional deficiencies like vitamin D, omega-3, and zinc, for example, vitamin C, vitamin A, all regulate immunity. And then it can also be caused by environmental toxins, by your gut microbiome, and problems in your gut, by chronic stress, by allergens from foods or food sensitivities. All these things can drive inflammation. So as a functional medicine doctor, my job is to be a detective and to figure out what's the cause of the inflammation. So it's one thing to just check and say, oh, you got inflammation, but then what? Then what does it come from? And that's where you go deep in. Is it an immunotoxin like mercury? Is it a latent allergy or something like a food sensitivity to dairy? Is it a tick infection? Is it the microbiome problems with bacterial overgrowth or fungal overgrowth? Is it, chronic psychological stress? Is it, what is it? So I think that's my job. And then we design a protocol to deal with the root causes and to create an anti-inflammatory lifestyle with the anti-inflammatory diet. The most effective one that I've created is called the 10-day detox diet. And essentially it's just a 10-day reset and anybody can do it. It can be done obviously for longer. I remember at Cleveland Clinic, I had this guy come up to me and he's like, Dr. Hyman, I just did the 10-day detox and I have rheumatoid arthritis and in 10 days it went away. Is that possible? I'm like, well, yeah, if it was something you were eating for sure, like gluten definitely could get better that fast.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that teaser of exclusive content that you get every single month with Dr. Hyman Plus. If you want to listen to the full episode and get access to ad-free podcast episodes, plus Ask Mark Anything episodes, plus monthly functional deep dive episodes, I guess that's why we call it Dr. Hyman Plus, then head on over to the Doctor's Pharmacy on Apple Podcast and sign up for your 7-day free trial.
Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.